At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. It's a meat Friday, but we have mahi-mahi on the Traeger, and it does smell good. Come on in, stay a while. You can watch on YouTube.com/TheDanPatrickShow. You can listen on our 362 radio affiliates around the country, including that formidable Fox Sports Radio lineup. Yesterday was a good day for soccer fans, both England's Premier League and Italy's Soccer League. They announced that they'll be coming back in June, and if you're not a soccer fan, but you're eager for American sports to return, it was also a good day. And I think when the Premiership comes back, it's going to be even bigger. Now, we have a foregone conclusion that Liverpool is going to win the championship, but I just think having live sports, the fact that I was watching the Bundesliga, I was listening to it on radio. The last two Saturdays, I'm listening to the Bundesliga. I might have been in German as well, but I was desperate to have some live sports at 9:30 in the morning. Every sport that comes back provides lessons, a game plan for other leagues to follow. You want to get the right people in the right place. You want to have complete safety, and you want to make a better television product, or at least as well as you can. And maybe there's fake crowd noise in it. I wasn't bothered with it when I was listening to soccer. I was not bothered with fake crowd noise. I was fine with it. Hopefully the different leagues and different continents communicate with one another. In England and Italy, soccer is such a huge part of the culture in both of those countries. It's not a surprise that they prioritized those leagues to come back. For a lot of us, our sports fill the same role here in the United States. We want them to come back. Hopefully we can appreciate them when they do come back and learn how to bring back sports in the best possible way. We'll talk to Rebecca Lowe, the great host of the Premiership on NBCSN. She'll join us coming up in about 15 minutes from now. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. McLovin, the poll question for the final hour is...
Well, the last hour has been, what format do you want for the NBA playoffs? So you can have 16 playoff teams as is, 20 teams with a play-in tournament, World Cup-style 20 teams, or try to play more regular season games than do a regular playoffs. 40% say go straight to the playoffs with 16 teams.
I don't know if you'll have scrimmages. Just to be fair to the players, that I want the product to be representative of these teams and these players and the league. I don't want it to come back. I don't want somebody to get hurt. I want to make sure that they're ready to play. I don't know how you ensure that. And if you do have scrimmages, if you can have, you know, different teams that you're not going to be facing in the playoffs, that you could scrimmage with them, that might be beneficial. But I think we're going to find out a whole lot more by early next week with the NBA, with their plan. Having a conference call today, from what I'm told. And, you know, they're starting to sort through this a little bit, and you're getting a little bit more of a clearer picture of what they're going to try to do here coming up in Orlando. I still thought Vegas and Orlando made the most sense, because if I'm going to have the Western Conference teams there, Eastern Conference teams in Orlando, I just want to cut down on the number of risks that are going to be in play here. I don't need to have all these teams. If we have 16 teams, 8 in each, West and East, I'm fine with that. If you want to try to shoehorn New Orleans and Zion Williamson in there, all right, fine. I just don't need to bring in 3 extra teams if we don't really need that. But, that's for the commissioner and the owners to try to sort through here. All right, so that's poll question, McLovin, we're going to go with?
Yeah, unless you want to head a different direction.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Final hour here. I was talking about one of the former Mets farmhands who played with Tim Tebow in single-A ball, I believe. He had some things to say. He was cut by the Mets. You know, a lot of these minor leaguers are being cut. And, they're trying to wipe out some of these minor league franchises here. But one of the players called out the Mets for basically keeping a celebrity on the roster. And without saying Tim Tebow, he was saying Tim Tebow. Paulie brought up the numbers of whose stats would you want. Let's say I have 2 players, age 31, and these are the numbers. 202 batting average, 3 homers, 30 steals, on-base percentage of .289, a 163 batting average, 4 homers, 2 steals, on-base percentage of .240. Well, it seems like a foregone conclusion that the player you would want would be the first one, and that would be Michael Jordan at the age of 31. The other one is Tim Tebow at the age of 31.
Sets. All I really want is sets. In the morning, tired of sets. 'Cause the evenings are for girls. So who's with you? Stats, stats, stats. I'll get back cool. Stats, stats, stats.
Feels like it's been a while.
I know. I haven't heard that in a while. Dusted that off. I like that. I like that. That's great. A couple of phone calls in here. By the way, we're looking at strength of schedule. Based on the original schedule, these would be the toughest remaining schedules of the playoff teams. The Wizards, Bulls. Well, the Bulls aren't a playoff team. Grizzlies.
Just scratch that then.
Yeah, Pistons are. Nuggets are. And the Mavericks. All right. I guess, is John Wall going to be able to come back for the Wizards in the postseason, McLovin?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. For some reason, I thought that I heard that yesterday. I read that where John Wall, is he ready to come back now? Because it's been a long time since John Wall got injured. Yeah, McLovin.
Is he going to be synonymous with bad contracts like the John Konkak or Bobby Bonilla? Like, will we talk more about how much he got paid or how good he was as a player at his peak?
Well, I think he's still a very good player. He's not my kind of player. But I do not, with him and Beal, there was a moment where they were a fascinating backcourt to watch because Wall was as fast as anybody in the sport, and you had Beal, who was a great outside shooter. These guys are all making this kind of money. You know, John Wall's not an outlier here, but he's going to be making $42 million a year soon. And that's just the start of it. Like, John Wall at some point is going to make close to $50 million. God. 2 years from now, John Wall is slated to make $47 million. You know, God love you. You know, if you can make that kind of money, I don't begrudge you. Take the money. But the criticism goes along with that. But there are going to be a lot of guys where you go, are you kidding me? You're going to make that kind of money? Who's the first $50 million a year player in the NBA? Yeah, McLovin.
So John Wall says he's 110%, but he's not going to return this season, according to the team.
Okay.
That's what they said, but these things have been changing. But 110%, he's too healthy, right? As Paulie just said.
Too well, you don't want 110%. That's how cars burn out.
This is a confusing story. I'm 110%, but I'm still working on rehab and can't come back.
See, it was always a bad thing when I gave 110%, which was rare. I always got hurt when I gave 110%. If I gave like 60%, I was good. But that 110%, damn, it caught up to me every time. Coach is like, oh, man, you're giving 110%. Oh, I better slow down a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
It's also tough for an athlete because if a coach says, hey, I want you to give 100% to the team, but don't try to do too much. How those don't work together. If you're going 100%, 110%, you're doing too much.
Yeah. John Wall. I guess Giannis would be the first $50 million a year guy. But I don't know whose contract is up. But if John Wall is, man, he's going to be making $47 million. You got Giannis's deal there, Paul?
Yeah, this year, this upcoming season, Giannis is slated to make $27.5 million. And then he's a complete free agent.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
Who makes the most money in the NBA?
I'm going to guess John Wall, maybe, but let's see.
If your favorite team could sign Mahomes or Giannis, two different sports, is it a coin flip? Because they're both sure things.
Well, Mahomes has won a Super Bowl. He's won a title. So I'm getting them for the same price?
Pretty much, because Giannis will be making, a year and a half from now, he'll be making $45 million a year as his starting salary, probably.
I'm going to get Mahomes for a lesser rate. Now, granted, less games.
I think in a year and a half, they'll each be the highest paid players in the history of their sports. I think that's a fair estimate.
Well, I'm not sure about the Greek Freak's supporting cast. I am sure about Mahomes' supporting cast. And if you said I'd rather have Mahomes with his team than I would the Greek Freak with his team. Now, you're saying I can get him on my team. Well, that's a little bit different.
Yeah, you basically the team you like, you add one of those players.
Yeah, well, I'd add the Greek Freak to the Lakers or the Clippers, and then it's over. But I'd just say, all right, put him on the Lakers here. Yeah, I'm clubbing.
So I have Steph Curry, number one, at $40 million. Then basically a three-way tie with John Wall, Chris Paul, and Russell Westbrook at about $38 million. And Harden's at $38 million, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that TV deal, it certainly came in handy.
LeBron's a bargain, 37.4. I don't know why he's there. I guess Supermax moved up.
Yeah, see.
Sources tell me LeBron's really insulted.
He wants out.
Yeah. He wants the respect.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Woods, says Tiger is struggling.
Claims to have spoken to. They can't even verify that she actually spoke to the source person with knowledge from someone close to Woods.
Play that again from Mary Hart on Entertainment Tonight and listen to the number. Like,
how many separations from the main person?
Yeah. If you're connecting the dots, there are quite a few dots here to connect.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony, who claims to have spoken to a source with knowledge from someone close to Woods, says Tiger is struggling.
Oh. Claims to have spoken to a source. We're not even sure that she really did, but she claims.
Did.
She says she did.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you quote her correctly by saying she spoke to a source?
Well, they don't know that she really spoke to the source.
I know, but
they're saying she thinks that she's saying she spoke to the source.
But I think Flo Anthony works for Entertainment Tonight.
Correct.
Yeah. So Flo Anthony claims.
Right. She claims that she spoke to her. We can't verify that she actually did, but she claims to have spoken to a source.
That's a hardcore vetting process.
That Tiger is struggling. That Tiger. All of that just to find out that Tiger is struggling.
Really? You think?
All right. Yeah, Paul.
The Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers, he's due to make 31.6 this year. But in the 2023-24 season, he'll make $50,750,000.
When does it come crashing down here? Are these sustainable? What happens when LeBron's gone from the game? Is there enough star power there? When Gretzky left the NHL, things changed. Because of Gretzky, you had hockey in the South. You had expansion. When LeBron goes, let's say in 5 years, what's the NBA look like? Now, you're going to have Zion in there. You have the Greek Freak. But who are that those must-see stars that you'll tune in and watch? Because that's what the NBA is built on. You got to have those stars there. You're not watching John Wall. Damian Lillard's a wonderful player. I don't know if he's must-see TV to people. James Harden is still going to be fascinating. Greek Freak will still be in there. Steph Curry will be out of the league probably in 5 years. Zion will be must-see TV. You get LaMelo Ball coming into the NBA. Might be the first overall pick. I don't know if he's going to be must-see TV. James Wiseman, who was at Memphis for a cup of coffee, not must-see TV. Edwards out of Georgia, probably not must-see TV. Yeah, McClub.
Did you say Trae Young? I know you're a Trae Young guy.
Trae Young would be, and Luka.
Yeah, oh, Luka's pretty good.
Yeah. No, Luka's must-see TV, and so is Trae Young.
But you're saying they're not singular like LeBron or Jordan.
No. I'm just curious about that. When the next TV deal, what's that going to look like? Because that's when you started guys getting money where they probably had to go, you got to be kidding me. They're going to pay me that amount. Are you kidding me? Sign it quickly. Yeah, I'm clubbing.
Didn't the ratings sort of go down because LeBron went to the West Coast time frame?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. A couple of phone calls here. George in Arizona. Hey, George, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
Great, George.
Boy, I'll tell you, you've taken almost every subject that I had, and you answer everything. It's just marvelous. Really, really, really well done. I'm left with only one thing, and it's for McLovin.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
3 nights in a row, I watched Grant. I loved it. I thought it was fabulous. What does McLovin think?
All right. Well, thank you, George. Is this Ulysses S. Grant?
Oh, I thought he was talking about the Hugh Grant documentary. Because I watched this rom-com where he owns a bookstore in Notting Hill. I can't remember what it's called, but Julia Roberts comes in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's called
Notting Hill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Grant doc out, by the way? I haven't seen it, but I appreciate that he thinks I would.
But didn't Ulysses S. Grant, his middle initial is not S.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Celebrity journalist Flo Anthony.
I claim that I don't think Ulysses S. Grant middle initial is actually S. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, you'd be correct. Hiram Ulysses Grant, the first.
Yep. I'm gonna leave. That's a walk off.
Yeah, walk off.
Yeah, it's a walk. Well, no, we got the Traeger fired up there.
Stand by. I'm gonna look and see if I can find out why.
Yeah. Ulysses S. Grant. I think it was a typo. I think.
That's a big one.
Big typo?
That's a big typo, yeah.
You wouldn't correct that before you got the biggest office in the land? Like, hey, I'm going to give my real name?
No, I think he likes it. Ulysses S, like U.S., us? I mean, come on. Red, white, and blue?
Political reasons.
Yes.
Oh, U.S.
Yes. Hello. I think there was a typo there somewhere. Sources close to me, tell me.
What the heck?
We have to watch the miniseries now on History Channel.
All right. We'll take a break here. Rebecca Lowe will join us coming up. We'll talk about the premiership coming back.
Hello, chaps.
Paulie does not have cologne on today.
Only because it's a Zoom call.
If she was here in person, would you have cologne on today?
All American men would.
Of course you would. 18 after the hour. We'll head to the pitch. That's after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I dropped the bombshell about 10 minutes ago. I said Ulysses S. Grant, that his middle initial was not S. I thought it was a typo, but Paulie, do you have an update on Ulysses S. Grant?
Yeah, according to multiple sources, his real birth name is Hiram Ulysses Grant, but he went by Ulysses as a child and growing up and in high school. When he applied to West Point on his application, a local politician wrote him a letter of recommendation, and he erroneously put, I recommend Ulysses S. Grant, S with his mother's maiden name, and somehow Simpson got onto the application. He never noticed it. He got into West Point. He was all happy about it, and he never really noticed it, Ulysses Grant.
Hmm.
And when he graduated from West Point, it was on his graduation paperwork and his thing, and he tried to have it fixed, but he's like, this is more trouble than it's worth, and he just went by Ulysses S. Grant from then on, even though there is no S whatsoever in his name.
And then there's a documentary or a series on Ulysses S. Grant.
It's called Where Did the S Come From? It's fantastic.
What the S are you doing?
Yeah. History Channel, yeah.
Rebecca Lowe, NBC Sports Premier League host, and the Premier League is coming back on NBC Sports Wednesday, June 17th. She also hosts the new Breakfast with Bex digital series. It's always great to see and hear from Rebecca Lowe. Did we acquire you? Are you a U.S. citizen?
Damn it. How I'm not, considering the amount of the times you tried to get me to become one over the course of the last 7 years. No, I'm still not, but we are edging closer by the month to the day when I'm free to apply. So just hold your horses.
Okay, all right. Now, can I help speed it up? Because I know people. I got David Faraday. That was a great acquisition by the United States. We got David Faraday.
Whatever you can do to acquire me, Dan, I'm yours.
All right. I've heard that before. How is Teddy, your son?
Teddy is great. Would you believe, Dan, he turned 4 years old during lockdown, which is crazy because I was just talking to you in the wardrobe room. That sounds weird, but you know what I mean? Like, I was like yesterday with him in my belly. So he's good. He's back at school. His school's open. So that's great for him because we had him out for like 8 weeks. And obviously it's tough when you're little because all they care about is playgrounds and they're full of yellow tape. Or they were full of yellow tape. And that's all he cared about. When is the yellow tape coming down? When can I go back to school to see my friends? Because their little mental health is just as important as your and I mental health. So he is doing really well, much better now he's back with his little pals.
I saw that you were hosting breakfast with Bex. And I have to admit, I thought it was with David Beckham. And I tuned in and I went, where's Bex? And then I go, oh, no, it's Rebecca Lowe. So I love seeing you. I'm not disappointed. It was a little bit of an adjustment there.
Dan, I'm disappointed, but to be quite honest, when you've got the same name as one of the most famous footballers in the world, I just use it. I've just got to use it to get those followers. I've got to get those viewers. And let's not get too excited about Breakfast with Bex. I feel like we're making this slightly bigger than it is. It's really just very, very lowbrow broadcasting. So let's just calm down about Breakfast with Bex.
Okay. All right. The fact that the Premier League is coming back, it's a foregone conclusion that Liverpool is winning. Is the Premier League coming back for Liverpool?
That's a great question. And that is a question that no one's asked me, which is amazing. No, it's not just coming back for Liverpool, because actually that's about the only foregone conclusion that there is, in that they're 6 points away, 2 victories at the most away from winning it for the first time in 30 years. So no, because that's going to happen. It's coming back for a myriad of reasons. First and foremost, to try and save not just the Premier League clubs, Dan, but as you know, because you know football so well, underneath the Premier League, there are 4 professional leagues. And then underneath them, there are about 5 semi-pro leagues, right? And it's a pyramid. And without the bottom of the pyramid, there is no top of the pyramid. So everyone needs to help each other. And the clubs below the Premier League are really struggling, really, really struggling. And they need money from the Premier League, and it all filters down. So the Premier League has to come back to try and help football stay alive in the UK. And football to us is like the NBA, MLB, and NFL, NHL, and MLS all mixed in together in the US. That's how big it is. So it's a huge announcement, and it'll have a huge impact on the country. As I know, it sounds very trivial to say, oh, it'll lift the nation, but it really will lift a huge, huge portion of the nation, being able to watch football on television again. And boy, will they be able to, because all 92 games for the first time ever, every single game is going to be available to them.
What about crowd noise? I've mentioned a couple times on this show that I've actually listened to a little bit of the Bundesliga on radio, and the crowd noise, it helped the product. I wasn't offended where I go, it's fake noise. But what do you think is going to happen? What is NBC going to do with the Premier League?
Well, first of all, amazing pronunciation of Bundesliga. I mean, for somebody who is just a growing soccer fan, I just love that pronunciation.
So and it's Leicester City. It's not Leicester City. It's Leicester City.
Your team, isn't it? Isn't that? Oh, no, that was Man City. Anyway, I digress. We are in conversation, but I think you're right. I actually have watched some of the games from the Bundesliga, and with that pumped-in sound effects, I've enjoyed it much more because, Dan, it's kind of the familiar noise in your ear. So whether you're making your breakfast or you're playing with the kids, but you put it on in the background, just having that noise, you don't have to watch every second of the game, but just knowing it's there is the familiarity that we're all craving. We're all craving familiarity. We're all craving our old life. So that, for me, sort of fills that hole. I know it's artificial, but it didn't bother me like it didn't bother you. So I think that could be certainly on the table. Watching football with nothing at all is jarring. We would get used to it, and that's okay, and people will get used to that as well. It's quite interesting hearing the players talk. But hopefully, we haven't finalised our plans yet, Dan, because, of course, we're in partnership with Sky Sports, so we are sort of having constant meetings about it, and I'm not yet privy to those. But I would have thought, I hope, there'll be maybe some sort of option.
What has happened to Manchester United the last 5 years?
You just love pinging out those big questions. They didn't plan. So they didn't, it's the last 7 years, but they didn't plan. So when Sir Alex Ferguson retired, they didn't plan properly for a successor who could do what he did. And maybe the squad he left wasn't quite as strong as he made it look through his own immense, unprecedented talents. Therefore, anyone coming in is going to struggle, as Louis van Gaal did, as David Moyes did before him, as Jose Mourinho did. As a business, it's spent a lot of money that hasn't worked out. So there's a lot of disconnect between the fans, the board, the football side of things. But it is a humongous cruise ship, and it is just beginning to turn around. It is just, I feel, before lockdown, whether you're a fan of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, the manager, or not, I'm personally not sure he's the future. But for right now, to start the cruise ship's turn, he's okay at the wheel for now.
She's Rebecca Lowe, NBC Sports Premier League host, and, of course, hosting the popular digital series Breakfast with Bex.
Stop it. Stop on the Breakfast with Bex, okay?
The biggest celebrity in the Premiership is who?
Probably Pep Guardiola.
Also, it's a coach or a manager at Manchester City.
I mean, I would say in terms of kind of status, yes, I would probably say Pep Guardiola is the absolute Hollywood glamour superstar. I mean, there's tons of superstars, but if you're talking the elite, in terms, I would say Pep Guardiola, but you know, you've got Kevin De Bruyne, you've got Sergio Aguero. They're all massive, massive names, Dan. I mean, virtually, I would say 70% of the Premier League are massive names. But Pep Guardiola has done it and done it over and over again. And he's done it in a way that no one's ever done it before in the style of football that he produces for his team. So right now, for me, I mean, it's faded a little bit with the emergence of Jurgen Klopp, who I spoke to this morning, actually, who's magic. So at the moment, there's the two managers, I would say, Klopp and Guardiola, yeah.
You know my favorite player?
Who?
Harry Kane!
People still talk to me about that interview when I was sitting there and you were laughing about you.
I love Didier Drogba, but I'm more of now it's Harry Kane. Because they never say Kane. His name is always Harry Kane. Whenever he scores, Harry Kane!
We had this conversation, though, because it has more punch, doesn't it? You can say Aguero, and just by itself is beautiful, but Kane, it just kind of like, you've got to go Harry Kane, and he's just, and because we've talked about this before, he's a prince. He's
but
prince
also, Harry. It's like Tom Brady. It's right. Harry Kane, Tom Brady.
And they're really good friends, did you know that?
They are?
They're really friends because Harry's a huge New England Patriots fan. And I think that's who Tom Brady plays for.
Not anymore.
Well, not anymore. I knew that. But anyway, they're super BFFs. So, yeah. And Harry's a legend and he's England captain. Everyone loves him. So.
Okay. I watched the documentary series on Sunderland Till I Die.
Oh, how good is that, Dan?
I thought it was brilliantly done. Spectacular. Just the passion in that city and what that football team means to that city. You know, we talk about life and death. You know, we throw that around here in the United States. It felt like it's life and death for those fans and the importance. And then they kept getting relegated. And you could just see that it changed their lives. It was changing the city right before your very eyes.
And Dan, out of interest, is that at all comparative to anything in the U.S.? I mean, were you surprised with how much that club runs through that city?
I don't think so, unless I looked at maybe the Philadelphia Eagles with their fan base and what that team means to them. And I'm sure Dallas, you know, it's a little bit different. I mean, Sunderland is this, what, shipping city, and, you know, it's not a wealthy city at all. They're really reliant on, you know, the economy there and their football team. But I came away going, I hate saying it, but I did say it. You don't have to be a soccer fan to love it, because it's really just about personalities, relationships, and, you know, the hopes and dreams that you have as a sports fan.
I think hope is the word. I mean, we all, at the beginning of every season, as a football fan or as a sports fan, you just live in hope, don't you? It's all about, maybe this year will be my year. Maybe this year will be okay. Maybe we won't be rubbish this year. And Sunderland, as you say, kept falling down the divisions and they were taken over by different people and who had their best interests in. And all the way through it, the common denominator is the fans. The same people, the taxi driver guy, the guy at home, the same people going to the games, no matter who's in charge and no matter who's playing. And like you say, it affects their lives. And that documentary gives you an insight as to why it's so important that we get football back in the UK. Because those people, and there are millions of them like those Sunderland fans, they're lost, Dan. They're lost by what's happening anyway. and they're lost by having the huge part of their life taken away from them. So, of course, it's a terrible time, and we would never forget that, and we must never forget that, and that will remain the constant theme now for a long time. But there's nothing wrong with being happy and joyful that something that means a huge amount to you is coming back into your life. I think that's okay. It's a tough balance, and we're going to have to strike it when I go back on air in a couple of weeks, of striking that balance between poignancy and sadness and what's going on in the world, and joy and excitement for something separate from that.
And once again, people make this mistake. West Ham, their nickname is not the Wankers. It's right. So,
it's, oh my God, Dan.
Paulie always brings this up. He said, "You got to ask Rebecca."
That was their old nickname, Dan.
The Wankers. Paulie, and I said,
"Stop! You've got to." I'm not going to come on your show if you continue to use that word. I've told you about that word. It's not even on television in England until after 10:30 at night, and even then, you won't even find it. It's horrendously rude, and it's just, I just stop already.
Paulie, will you stop with that?
My bad,
Paulie.
Stop saying wanker. All right. I had to remind him what he was saying, and he shouldn't be saying it. And I'm sick of that, Paulie.
My bad.
Everything's a joke when it comes to the Premier League.
It's a Liverpool. I'm all messed up.
Yeah, Paulie's Liverpool squad is going to win. Is there any chance that Liverpool doesn't win?
No.
Okay.
If it did, it would be literally the most incredible story of all time. Never made a documentary out of that.
It's great to see you, and I hope Teddy's behaving, and we look forward to the Premier League returning to NBC Sports on Wednesday, June 17th. And, of course, the popular digital series sweeping the nation, sweeping the world, Breakfast with Bex. It's David Beckham and Rebecca Lowe drinking Bex beer. It's a whole lot of fun.
There you go. And you say the Premier League the same way as you've been saying it for the last 7 years. And that, Dan, the way you say that gives me great joy.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca.
Goodbye.
That's Rebecca Lowe, NBC Sports Premier League. Yeah, Paulie, you keep doing that. You keep throwing that word out there, and I keep telling you, you can't use that.
I got to stop saying that.
Yeah, because that's just not fair to Rebecca Lowe. Hope you're happy. It's a Meat Friday with Mahi Mahi on the Traeger. So we'll...
Meat of the sea, as we're saying.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
But chicken of the sea is tuna.
Right. Fish is meat of the sea. That's how we shoehorn Meat Friday.
Why did we need to say chicken of the sea? Do you know how that started? Could you look that up? We needed to dress it up like when we were kids. Oh, I'm not going to eat that. It's the chicken of the sea.
There was already a deep dive into Ulysses S. Grant and his fake middle name. I don't know if we can handle chicken of the sea.
In the final hour, all together? And Paulie using the W word? Yeah. Chicken of the sea. But didn't Jessica Simpson think it was actually chicken?
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
And then she thought they were, I think she thought they were buffalo wings. Like they're actually buffalo wings, I think. We'll take a break here. Last call for phone calls. What's in store for Monday? What we learned? All of that right after this of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of The Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all, but that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net. or the Panini Direct app. And discover Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Close up the show. Send this out to the family of Chris Dufresne, longtime college football writer, passed away this past week. Chris Dufresne covered college football for the LA Times and a frequent guest on the show, passing away suddenly this past week. So thoughts, prayers, sympathies go out to his wife and their three sons. All right, we'll close up shop here. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store for Monday. I saw where John Harbaugh says Lamar Jackson will hit more deep passes next season. He won the MVP by running 176 times. He threw just over 400 passes. 25 quarterbacks threw more passes than Lamar Jackson did last season. Now, the play action and that running ability that he has is going to keep the defense honest, and play action is going to make them pay. They drafted Dobbins out of Ohio State, so now you have two running backs there, and of course you have the threat of Lamar Jackson running. But John Harbaugh says the ability to make them pay for tilting their defense towards stopping our run game with a really, really efficient passing game. I do believe that's the next step of this offense. I really do believe Lamar is going to take the next step. This is something that Dak Prescott had to do. And when Kellen Moore came in, I was told you'll see more passes down the field. Now, they were a run-first team because you had Ezekiel Elliott. He had a couple of great years. You have a great offensive line. And then it became, if the team is going to get better, Dak Prescott has to improve by throwing the ball down the field. That'll be the same with Lamar Jackson. You get those defenses starting to creep up a little bit. Then all of a sudden, you got a couple of good tight ends. You got a couple of good dangerous wideouts here. And now Lamar Jackson can make this offense something different than anything we've ever seen before. Yeah, McLovin.
You got to cut the top off the muffin, right?
Something like that. Something like that.
Is that a real expression? Or
I'm going to guess with the NFL personnel people, the scouts, they love to have something. They like to have their own language. And then when you go, wait, what's the guy? Cut the muffin off, man. A-gap responsibility and all those things where you're going, hey, he plays well in space.
Wouldn't a five technique by definition be better than a three technique?
I have no idea. I think it's, you know, hand in the dirt. You know, when he puts his hand in the dirt there. Let me see. Rob in Ohio joins us. Rob, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got my shirt, my Fritzy Let's Get Ready to Ramble shirt in the mail, and I'm looking right at it. And it's kind of bittersweet because Real Frizzy's trying to avoid, you know, going back out one last time. And, well, I provide some incentive because I wrote his opening line joke for him if he'd like to hear it.
Yeah, sure. Here's Rob in Ohio with Fritzy's new opening line joke.
Well, I got some context from your show, actually, and I thought I'd go something like this. I go, hey, I'm out of tune from the start. You know, I'm playing uphill battle here, you know, and the industry just doesn't like good-looking people.
The sound quality wasn't very good there, Rob, which... just like the joke, maybe it wasn't. Brian in Texas joining us on the program. Hi, Brian.
Hey, bud.
Yep.
Hey, just a quick comment or question and then a comment. But before I get to that, I wanted to speak on behalf of DP Nation and say we really appreciate all that you guys do for us every day. And the archive at the break is really cool as well. My quick question is, when is Fritzy going to make his way back to the man cave? And then my comment is, when you were talking to your wife about getting a Jeep Grand Cherokee over the minivan, well, I had it in reverse. My wife had the Jeep Grand Cherokee, and then we wound up getting Chrysler Town & Country. Awesome.
Yeah. If you're a parent and you have two kids or more, then you know that minivan conversation is coming up. Fritzy is going to come in when he feels comfortable. I left that up to the Danettes when Seton and McLovin were comfortable coming back in. Paulie has been here from day one, but Fritzy hopefully will be here soon, maybe next week. But I leave it up to the individuals here. Even the guys in the back as well. There were a couple of them that said, can I work from home? And I said, absolutely. We wanted Mario at home, I think. I didn't ask him for him to come back. He showed up, and I went, what are you doing? He goes, wait, you don't want me back? And I go, no, I welcome you back. Although Chat Row doesn't want you back. I want you back, Mario. Jesse in Los Angeles. Hey, Jess, what do you have for me today?
Hey, DP.
Hey, Ben.
Great show today. 5'10 and a Mickelson-esque tasty little morsel, 173. Question and comment, if that's okay. The question relates back to Matt LaFleur interview clip from the first hour. It pretty much sums up the Packers draft. I think a more fitting music choice would probably been the Fritzy Mock headlines music on full blast. And do you think that they had it doctored to us Packers fans, you know, to distract us from how bad the draft actually was?
Well, I just don't understand. You get an H-back and then you get a fullback. Those don't sound like priorities unless you're changing your priorities. And you can't tell me Jordan Love fell in your lap when you traded up to get him. If you want to say, and look, I'm not a Packer fan per se, but if I'm a Packer fan and I hear my coach or GM say, look, we really liked Jordan Love and we knew that another team was going to go up and get him. And we think that much of him. We didn't like to move up, but we felt like we needed to move up to keep him from going to the Indianapolis Colts. Okay, at least I think you're being honest with people. Instead of saying, hey, look, he fell on our lap. He was the highest guy on our board. Okay. And then you say you want more explosive plays this upcoming season. You weren't an explosive offense at all. But you didn't help your offense from the point of getting explosive players. You got an H-back, a backup quarterback, and a fullback. The thing that, or things that you needed, maybe a wideout, a CD Lamb, if you were trading up to get somebody. Now, I love CD Lamb, so I'm preferential to him. But if you're going to put yourself in a position where you mirror the 49ers, then why didn't you get somebody to help you stop the run? Because that's what San Francisco did and dominated you both times you played. I don't know if you made yourself any better to compete against the Niners. If that's who you're viewing as your chief competition here, I don't know if you made yourself any better. And I paid all this money to Aaron Rodgers, you know, and now all of a sudden, now he's on the clock of how long is he going to be there? And I don't think he retires as a Green Bay Packer. I just didn't understand the contract extension. Then you're going to change your offense. Then you're going to draft the guy who's going to succeed him. I just didn't understand that. Aaron Rodgers fell into the Packers' lap, truly fell into their lap at the end of the first round. And they took him. And I understood it at the time. Fritzy, what did you learn today?
Rebecca Lowe would ask that you stop using the word wanker while she's a guest on the program.
You didn't have to use it.
I didn't. Snuck that in there.
McLovin?
Harry Kane and Tom Brady are good buddies.
Harry Kane. Seton O'Connor.
Tom's Escalade might be a little overpriced.
I think so. Polly?
Chicken of the Sea started in 1932 as a way to market tuna to people.
Why wasn't just tuna good enough? Chicken of the Sea?
It worked. They said it's one of the most powerful brand campaigns of all time.
What did I learn today, Todd?
In the last 104 NFL situations, the onside kicking team has won zero times.
LegalZoom makes it easy to set up the right estate plan without leaving your home. Take care of your family today with the right estate plan at LegalZoom.com. Need to make it legal? Make it LegalZoom.com. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday here on the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.